You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government approved an exploration permit for iron sand mining, or mining the seabed. So it's a company that's looking for particular minerals and will be engaging in some kind of exploration mining to ascertain whether they're there.
So seabed mining is technically allowed 2 nautical miles outside of the sanctuary. How close is this permit to the marine sanctuary?
It overlaps the marine mammal sanctuary. The marine mammal sanctuary has a number of zones within it of activities that are either restricted or prohibited, such as trawling and set net fishing and various other kinds of activities. So there's an overlap between the overall marine mammal sanctuary and the exploration permit.
So explain the effects mining exploration has on the habitats of Maui dolphins and other sea life that's within the sanctuary.
The impact is of the exploration mining is hard to ascertain at the moment. It depends on the scale of it. But plainly it's going to involve lots of equipment and significant underwater acoustic disturbance. It's likely to involve significant seabed disturbance, and of course if they move to full production, then there'll be massive seabed disturbance. And the effect of that is to create huge underwater plumes of sediment and sand that are a major problem for marine mammals, not just dolphins, but also this area is an area where southern right whales come into shore, so it will interfere with their feeding habits.
Given that permission for exploration has been permitted, how likely is it for actually mining to go ahead?
Well, they have to go through and get some more permits in order to proceed to production or full mining, and the company, I'm sure, will face very significant resistance at that point. Of course, there's many within the government itself that don't support seabed mining. Particularly within a marine mammal sanctuary. But at this stage, the law doesn't prevent it. And so one of the key things that needs to happen is the government needs to change the law.
So why has mining exploration been included as a permitted activity under the Taranaki District Council Coastal Plan? It seems absurd that research consent is not required for such an activity.
The Taranaki local government bodies have historically taken a very pro-mining, anti-environment perspective, and so it's completely unsurprising that seabed mining is a permitted activity under the local body plans in that region. They've shown no particular concern for the environment before. I wouldn't expect they're going to begin to.
The environmental minister has said this is out of their hands. Does national government have any power in this matter?
Well, in terms of the exploration permit and the mining permit, then certainly the central government is the decider, and so it's central government that decided to issue the exploration permit, and it'll be central government that's required to issue the production mining permit. So as things stand currently, the law is very restrictive as to what the government can do, how if it wanted to say no to such an application, which is why it's so critical that the government rapidly change the law so that we can actually protect the environment, because currently the law protects mining companies, not the environment.
Iwis and organisations such as Greenpeace have spoken out about this decision and appealed to this decision. What further actions will Greenpeace conduct on this matter?
Well, we'll be watching to see what happens, whether the exploration permit is exercised, and then have to make a decision at that point about how we want to intervene. But really the main thing is to put pressure on central government to change the law so that we can stop more of these kind of permits being issued. That's the critical thing, because there's nothing to stop a whole series of them being issued around the coast, all around the country at the moment, because the law is so pro-mining and anti the natural environment.
So how many regional councils have the same sort of stance as Taranaki District Council regarding permitted activities in their coastal plans?
I don't know the answer to that. We know that many regional councils don't consider seabed mining a permitted activity, but I don't know how many do. So it's a bit of a mixed bag so far as I'm aware.
Do you believe there sort of needs to be more public discussion on this matter? Because from my understanding, this was quiet about the issue.
Yeah, I mean, the government slipped it through very quietly, didn't tell anyone that it was that it had happened. So, yeah, it definitely needs more public exposure to put pressure on the government to change the law.
Okay, thank you. That's all the questions I have. Is there any further comments you would like to make?
I mean, the only thing I'd add is we just went through the experience of having the whale in the Wellington Harbour, a southern right whale, which, you know, people rightly celebrated. And here we are proposing to have seabed mining, approved by central government, exploration mining in an area where the southern right whales are known to come into shore to feed. So it's completely absurd and a complete double standard. The law is completely at odds with what New Zealanders really care about, which is protecting whales and dolphins, whereas the law is all about protecting the mining industry. So I just think we need to bring the law into alignment with the public's attitudes.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.